Trade tensions hit Germany's economy, and what would you do if your face was used on ads in China and France without your knowledge? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivian Nunes. Good morning. We start in Taiwan, where a top supplier to Apple has been hit by a computer virus. The attack could cost the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, more than $250 million. Cindy Su reports from Taipei.
Taiwan is a victim of many cyber attacks believed to be initiated from mainland China. It's not yet clear who's behind Friday's attack, which caused some production lines to be suspended. Several of the chipmakers' computer systems and tools used to make semiconductors were targeted. The company said the damage was quickly brought under control, and by Sunday afternoon, 80% of the affected equipment had been restored. But it says the malware attack caused shipments to be delayed, so it will likely cut TSMC's revenue for the third quarter of this year by about 3%. The company says the difference will be made up in the fourth quarter. TSMC says no confidential information was stolen, but nevertheless, it's taken actions to strengthen security. In Taipei, I'm the BBC's Cindy Su for Marketplace.
To Germany, where there are worries that worsening trade tensions between the US and Europe are having a bigger impact on the local economy. New figures today showed a 4% drop in German factory orders in June from the previous month. Carsten Brzeski from ING Markets told me more.
I think it was a big, big shocker actually at the start of the summer. What's behind it? A huge drop in foreign demand, especially coming out of non-Eurozone countries. So it looks a little bit as if the entire trade tensions are hitting the German economy right now, and that foreign investors have at least postponed decisions to buy German products.
Yeah, we're talking about foreign orders from outside the Eurozone being down by almost 6%. How much of those come from the USA?
It's still hard to tell because the statistical office only releases the details in a couple of weeks from now. Normally, around 10% of German exports go to the US. You could say that probably a little bit more than one-tenth comes out of the US.
So what would explain the rest of the drop then?
These monthly data are very erratic. A huge drop in 1 month could easily be followed up by a sharp increase the following month. That's one thing. But I think the fundamental explanations are there is more uncertainty globally. International demand for German products is being postponed because people don't know what's going to happen to tariffs. Are we in at the start of a trade war? Germany normally benefits a lot from demand in investment products, in high-tech products. And this demand is currently at least postponed. I don't hope that it's going to be ended.
BMW and Daimler have previously warned that trade tensions will impact those companies. Do you think we're starting to see that here?
The one-month snapshot shows that, yes, we are seeing the first impact from the trade tensions on German growth. Don't forget, the real growth effect will only show up in the second half of the year because these are new orders. So normally it only leads then to a slowdown in industrial activity a couple of months later. The second half of the year has clearly been weakened now by the trade tensions.
Carsten Brzeski, let's do the numbers. Germany's DAX is Europe's biggest decliner in today's session, on the heels of that disappointing factory data. Meanwhile, stocks in Asia were mixed after President Trump over the weekend said the US was winning its trade war with China. Elsewhere, in its latest earnings report, HSBC said it is, quote, cautiously optimistic about global growth. Europe's largest bank reported a 4.6% rise in pre-tax profit for the first half of the year. Imagine seeing your face being used to advertise products in France, China and the United States without your knowledge. That's what happened to South African author Shabnam Khan. Now she's warning others not to let it happen to them.
I found my face on testimonials for pigmentation products, acne, skin lightening, and then I found myself on McDonald's adverts in China. Someone seen it in India. Someone saw me at a bus stop in London. Selling carpets or rugs in New York. Teeth whitening, teeth implants, under eye cream, housing, and then management course material, various teaching institutions, some foster care company. I really can't keep track anymore.
It's an incredibly long list, and none of these are things that you knew about. How did this happen?
When I was in university, sometime back, I heard about this photo shoot where this professional photographer was giving photos of people and giving them headshots. So in return for doing a photo shoot, you'd get a photo of yourself. And it sounded very exciting. And there was a lot of us that day who went there. And then we signed a release form. But at that time, I thought I was signing away for him to use this photo for his portfolio. And some others there said they thought it was the art project. Someone thought it was going up in a gallery. And I didn't think about it twice until my photos started coming up everywhere in all these adverts.
And how did you feel when you discovered that your face was being used in this way and presumably that somebody was making money out of the image?
Honestly, when I first saw it, I started laughing. I was like, oh my God, no. And then when I started seeing all the adverts online and they became more and more, then over time I was like, this is too much. And then when I started seeing the fake testimonials and then photoshopped photos, and when I asked the photographer about this, he said that this contract that I'd signed said that they could change the face and change the names. It was all legal. And that's when I started getting concerned.
Yeah, so what did he say when you raised this issue with him?
He said that we had been explained that it would be a stock photo, but I don't remember anyone telling me this at all.
And I guess what would your message be to anyone else out there who might sign up to a similar exercise?
Don't do it. Just don't sign up for free photo shoots. Look at what you're signing. Read the fine print. It's easy to get caught up, but don't. I am that example of someone who made the mistake of not reading it, and now my face is all over, and I'm not getting any money out of this at all, so be careful.
Shubnam Khan speaking to me from Durban, South Africa. In London, I'm Vivian Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.